Tamale Metropolitan Assembly suspends controversial demolition exercise with immediate effect. Accra residents decry frequent power cuts. Center for Constitutional Order wants Electoral Commission punished for disobeying Supreme Court order giving voting rights to prisoners. Ahmadi leader advocates sanctions against false doomsday prophets. Late political giant Professor Dubuahin remembered. AU summit to come out with a roadmap on Libya conflict. UK Airlines cancel flights due to ash drifting from volcanic eruption. And experts say vuvuzela spreads airborne diseases. We'll also bring you commentary, business and sports. The news in detail. The Northern Regional Coordinating Council has directed the Tamale Metropolitan Assembly to suspend the demolition of unauthorized structures in the metropolis. It has also directed the Regional Police Command to apprehend those who vandalized the reception of the MCE's office during their protest against the exercise yesterday. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Regional Minister, Moses Bukari Mabengba, said Tamale is calm. A delegation from the Regional of Dagong has apologized to the RCC for the unruly behavior of the youth. He spoke to Sefiya.
The situation in Tamale is very normal, but the interesting thing is this morning, at about 9 o'clock, the regent of Dagong, who has traditional jurisdiction over Tamale, sent a four-man delegation to meet me this morning with my deputy minister. And the reason for his coming was to apologize to us on behalf of the traditional council for the unruly behavior of the youth who came here yesterday.
This youth protesting against some structures being demolished, do they own some of these structures?
If you listen to your program behind the news last night, they interviewed their leader and he admitted that he doesn't own any structure. None of the members in their group owns any structure, and yet they went to do what they were doing. So it means that some people wanted us to do their bidding. And that is very unfortunate, that if you have a problem, you cannot come yourself to make a case before the authorities, and you go behind and use youth of our region for negative purposes. But for me, once the traditional ruler came to us this one, we are very satisfied with that quick response. You will know that we have our elders like him who will not countenance our ruling behavior, and so we are encouraged. We'll continue to do the work.
In view of this, is the RCC still willing or ready to receive a delegation from those who have been affected by the demolition exercise?
If they come now, we will meet them. Because when there's a problem, the only way out is to dialogue for a resolution of the problem. So we are here. If we are not ready to meet them, we have no business being here. So I'm ready to meet them. If they come, why not? But under one condition, you come as gentlemen and ladies coming to meet another group of government officials to resolve a problem. Then we can sit down and talk. If the atmosphere is friendly, why not? I have no problem with that. So we are willing to meet anybody.
Is the TMA still going ahead with the exercise?
The chief director is troubled, but I called the coordinator yesterday and instructed him to suspend that exercise for now until we have had meetings with some of the affected people.
Can you confirm that the group destroyed some property at the offices of the Metropolitan Chief Executive?
Yes, yesterday when I called the coordinator, he told me that the furniture in the reception, the MC's reception, were vandalized, and then the computers, that was all they did.
And nobody has been arrested?
Nobody has been arrested, but after their contact, I called an emergency RegSec meeting yesterday in the afternoon, and we have firmly instructed the police to act. So I'm yet to find out from them whether they have arrested somebody or not.
Northern Regional Minister Moses Bukari Mabengba talking to Sefiya.